One sat alone beside the highway, begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his old rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes.
From Corpus Christi, Texas, it's time for the Family Altar Program with Evangelist Lester Roloff.
When Jesus comes, all the tears are dried away. For he takes the glove.
And now for a continuation of yesterday's message, here is Brother Roloff.
For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay.
That caused a lot of trouble. Ishmaelites are still living today. Now, you know what that brought about? It brought about trouble. I mean, it brought about trouble between Sarah. Sarah became jealous. It wasn't very long till Hagar began to pay the price. She was cast out because she was what? What kind of boy was she going to have? Verse 12, he'll be a wild man. Wild man. Hey, we got a lot of wild men living. She got a lot of children today, hadn't she? Yes, but God was not satisfied with that plan. Verse 43, I'm going to another chapter. Look at the 24th chapter. Verse 43, behold, I stand by the well. Amen. And it shall come to pass that when the virgin comes, you know what he's looking for? He's looking for a wife. That's the type of the Holy Spirit. You know where the Holy Spirit stands? He stands by the well. You say, what are you talking? I'm talking about the Word of God. You know why you girls went home and didn't stand and stay and stick when you got home? You didn't stay by the water. You took your stand somewhere else and didn't stand by the water. Exodus chapter 17, verse 11. Came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and when he let down, when Moses let down. Brother, the enemy overcomes when the preacher lets down. Has there been a letdown in your prayer life, preacher? Has there been a letdown in your preaching? Has there been a letdown in your love for the Word of God? Has there been a letdown in your compassion? When we let down, you see, Moses stood there, and old Amalek, that old heathen king out there, when as long as Moses held up those hands, and I'm going to pause here and travel a little slow right here. I feel the need of some more Aarons and hers. Moses! And whether I like it or you like it or don't like it, God has still made me the Moses to lead the enterprises. And the flesh sometimes, you know, get a little weary and say, Lord, like Moses did in the 11th chapter of the book of Exodus, he said, now I didn't beget all these people. They're not my children. I'm not their daddy. And you know what Moses said to the Lord? And I know I'm going to be real careful what I say now because I'm on real holy ground. He said, Lord, you're going to either strengthen my back or lighten my load. And God said, well, I've just been waiting for you to holler. Well, he said, why don't you get 70 elders and make sure they're elders? And he said, I want to take the spirit that's in you and put it on them. And then you'll get you some help. I'll give you 70 helpers. I don't know, see, Mike, that's about how many we need tonight, about 70. I believe we could use 70 dedicated missionaries. And don't you think I'm going to look for them because I wouldn't recognize them. God will. But oh, I tell you, we're wasting time. We're wasting time. And time's all we got left now before eternity begins. And when time's gone, all of our opportunities down here are gone. And when time's gone, souls are gone. And we'll never win them in eternity. There'll never be a soul saved. We've got all the great preachers that'll be in eternity. Those great preachers that were firebrands of God. Walked and rode the prairies. And cut across this world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Many of them on horseback. Buggies and trains. But I tell you one thing, we'll never have a revival meeting in heaven. Never.
an altar call in heaven. There'll never be a girl's home for delinquent girls. There'll be no need for a Rebecca home for fallen and disturbed girls. There'll be no lighthouse down the intercoastal canal to rescue the perishing. There won't be anybody perishing in heaven. The perishing days are over, and the perishing have perished forever. Too late to win another soul to Jesus Christ. And how sick it makes me on the inside when I think of the money that's in this world. It's wasting, wasting, wasting. People talk about their savings, property, and yet doing nothing for anybody to get them saved by the grace of God. Aaron and Hur got a vision. Aaron said, listen, I found out something. Have you noticed when Brother Moses' hands go down, old Amalek comes in. When his hands go back up, old Amalek goes back. Aaron said, Hur, get his left hand. I'll get his right hand. And boy, they came up there and up those hands went. And that finished old Amalek up right there. Amalek said, oh me. Somebody came along to help him. I imagine old Amalek got out yonder and on a tree limb or something, and when old Moses' hands got down low, he said, all right, charge them now. Brother, when Aaron and Hur came and held up the hands, and I do not mean to be selfish tonight, but because of girls that's out here and right back here, and because of many, many boys and men and women in every home, I tell you, if you're tonight free from liquor and dope and cigarettes and hatred, you're a fortunate fellow. It's so wonderful to be free, just to be free in the Lord Jesus Christ. Feel like singing, free, 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 I have been set free. I have met the man of Galilee. He took away my load, my heavy load of sin, and now I'm
shouting glory.
Yes, there are some wonderful lets. One more. I believe I'll close the message. Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, verse 4. We're going on a fishing trip. Going on a fishing trip. I flew down the intercoastal and I saw one of our... Well, I saw a lot of the boys, but down at the new pier where we've taken so many fish. To me, that's the freeway or the interstate for the fish coming out of 9 Mile Hole. And we bought the pier right on the corner where they have to slow down and turn one way or the other. And while they're turning, we throw lures at them. Beautiful fish came from there. But you know, Ronnie, you know who I saw down there, don't you? Old Sammy. Hadn't God blessed him? Old Sammy stood there, one of the happiest boys, seemed like, in the world. Waved his hands at me. I flew down as close as I could without nipping him, and he waved at me. Yet months ago, you would never got him to be content 40 miles from civilization. Jesus has taught him, like Paul, I've learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Stand that old pier all night long and pull in those speckled trout, realizing I'm doing something now for somebody else. We're going fishing. Luke chapter 5 and verse 4. Before we read, I wonder if you're fishing where God told you to fish. God knows where the fish are. Jesus knows exactly where they're biting. You know, I do not believe that we can overlook the fact that every night before we fish, we have a prayer meeting. And one of the prayers is, Lord, give us a good catch. Give us a good catch. And nobody on the intercoastal canal has ever caught more fish than our boys have caught. Give us a good catch of fish tonight. Pray about it. And so Jesus has come now to visit somebody that's been defeated. Luke chapter 5 and verse 4. Now when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Let them down. Notice what he said. Let down your nets for a draught. Well, I guess that's before they regulated the waters where they couldn't seine or couldn't let fish with nets. We can't let on our nets now. Oh, we can sign for shrimp, but unless you're in a certain place, you cannot use nets. Many people do, but we never do, because it's not legal. We catch our fish the hard way, on trot line or with a rod and reel. But the Bible said the fishermen were gone out of them, the ships, and were washing their nets, verse 2. Now, anybody, and you know the two or three things I've said in the first place, fishing's all over. It's all over. When you wash your nets, that means you're through. And anybody's got any sense and intends to fish again, he better wash his nets. He better take care of his nets if he intends to use them again. And so they washed their nets. And Jesus came along. You know, I'm glad that Jesus didn't just come to me when I'm succeeding. Nobody likes to be around a failure, but Jesus always comes around. Did you know that success never helped you to succeed? But failure has made a success out of a many man. Abraham Lincoln, many others, failed, defeated, and then wound up at the top. You know why failure helps you to succeed? It humbles you. Most of us are too proud. God didn't bless pride anytime, anywhere. And so he said, let down your nets for a draft and launch out into the deep. Now that's for me tonight. And I'm going to close with this let. God told me, and he's telling me now, to let down my nets. Get out in the deep. Launch again. And I'm doing it on the faith that God has given me in God's people to do right. There must be a launching out into the deep and letting down our nets for a draft. And Simon answering said unto him, now listen at this. This is the flesh. This is a discouraged fisherman. This is a weary fisherman. Master? I wonder why I call him master. He didn't want to do what he told him to do. Master, we've toiled all the night. And I suppose everybody knows that the night seining or netting is better than the daytime. He said, we've already fished the best time away. Day has come. The sun will soon be shining. And we've been in these waters as professional fishermen. And you tell us to let down our nets after experienced fishermen have fished all night. See, when you try to interpret God in the light of your difficulties, you multiply your difficulties. But when you interpret your difficulties in the light of God, your difficulties will soon disappear. You girls think your case is complicated, and some of you think you're having trouble in the mind. You're not. You're having trouble in the heart. You've got one problem, and it's sin. Well, I know it made you blind. Girls have come in and they've looked at me and said, I don't see anything wrong with dope. I can handle it. Conceited, egotistical. There never was anybody able to handle dope. Look at the money we've spent. Nothing's been done, really. Did you know we've made absolutely no progress in stopping the dope racket? Not one bit. It's gotten worse. And little girls, the very lifeline of America, stumbling and staggering. Her daddy sat right there, his voice at the lighthouse. College. Intelligent. Brilliant. Philosophical. Smart. Talented. Known for his intelligence. Off to college. And yet that boy stood right in front of his dad. Stood right in front of his dad. And fell on his face. He could handle his dope, couldn't he? Yeah. And for you little girls to be blind enough and dead enough and sinful enough to say, I can handle dope, it'll handle you.
I tell you what it'll do to you. It'll ruin your mind. I tell you what it'll do for you. It'll take all the joy. I tell you what it'll do for you. It'll make you rebel against your best friends, your mother and dad. I tell you what it'll do for you. It'll make you rebel against God. I tell you what it'll do for you. It'll make you throw the Bible away. I tell you what it'll do for you. It'll make you go dirty, unclean. I got a call about a little girl that was here. I mean, she was kind of a handyman, you remember? That little girl pushed off the gospel just like water off of a duck's back. I mean, she was kind of smart, you know. She could get along, but you never could see her. She never came to the altar. You remember that? Very seldom. You'd never find her come to the altar. The girls would come and weep and pray. But I tell you what, she'd sit there. She showed up again. She knocked on the door at a distant state. And the lady went to the door and said, "Are you who I think you are?" "I guess I am." Oh, she dressed neat. She kept her hair fixed, you know, just right. Barefooted. Dirty. Her hair wasn't fixed this time. Not one stitch of clothes in a suitcase or a paper sack. Just on the bum. There she is. What am I talking about? Listen, dope and sin. It never made a lady out of anybody. You want to live and die dirty and a bum? Do you want to smell bad? Or do you want to look and smell and act and walk and dress like a lady? You better get in with Jesus tonight. He'll kill you. She may be dead now. She said, "Well..." The lady said, "I'm going to call Brother Olaf." And said, "Oh, no, don't call him. Don't call him. What are you going to do?" She said, "Listen, the first truck that comes by will pick me up." You'd never think that that little girl that drove around here and ran errands and stayed in the girl's home, you'd never think, but she never would respond to the gospel. What did I tell you when I started preaching tonight? I told you that you can stay in the Rebecca home until you're old as Methuselah and you go straight to hell unless you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. Oh, I wish it wasn't that way in your heart and life. I wish you'd trust Him and believe. Let down your nets for a draft. Now then, here's the victory. And I'll have to close. "Master, we've toiled all the night. We've taken nothing. Now then, come to the word. This is where the tide, nevertheless." Amen. "Nevertheless. Nevertheless, at thy word, I let down the net." I will let down the net. I will. I'm willing. Are you willing tonight to let down your little old net? Now, of course, you know the one mistake you made, don't you? Now, I'll just give it to you briefly. Some of you knew. Jesus said, "Let down your nets." He said, "Nevertheless, at thy word, I let down my net." Difference, isn't it? Nets and net. Simon just still reasoned, and your reasoning is always incomplete. He said, "If we fished all night long, caught nothing, then what are we going to do in the daytime? We fished with nets and caught nothing in the night." Now he said, "Let down your nets." No need in letting down the nets or let down the net. Now what happened? He caught so many fish, his net began to break. God knew exactly how many fish he was going to catch, so he knew it'd take nets to do it. Brother Raymond, I believe we ought to just drop down the nets. I believe we ought to just drop down every net we got and trust God to fill them with fish. And I give you one more illustration. Came to Jesus and said, "Say, you think we better pay taxes?" He said, "Yes, sir. We pay taxes. Devil owns and operates this thing down here. I haven't taken over yet." Said, "We're strangers, so we'll have to pay taxes." and said, go fishing. So they went, and he said, let me tell you, when you go fishing, the first fish that you catch, you reach in his mouth and you'll find some gold. Open his mouth. Open his mouth. And you take that gold and get it out of there. And you take that coin and get it out of his mouth. And you pay your taxes with it. Now I want to give you the interpretation. We're to catch fish and we're to open their mouth. Because there's something good in their mouth when they caught. When we get them to Jesus, and I'll guarantee you, the one will never want for anything if we could get those fish that we catch to open their mouth and testify for Jesus. But oh, the poison, and the bad testimony. It'd be better for you never to have lived, gotten home, than to go home and tell a lie. But if you're not right with the Lord, there's only one thing you can tell. You're going to tell what you live, and you'll live a lie. And workers, faithful helpers, it's up to us to tell the truth about Jesus. And I don't spend my time looking for bad things. I'm looking for good things. I may correct my workers, and I do every once in a while, but I love them. And I do it because I want them to be at their best for the Lord. Oh, I praise God for the privilege of letting Jesus come into my heart many years ago and then letting Jesus take this little life, put it into the ministry, supply the needs, and give us a wonderful opportunity to win people to Christ. Now then, I'm asking you as a close, are you willing to let Jesus come into your heart? Second, are you willing to let Jesus use what you know nothing not what to do. That's your life. Nobody. You didn't make your life. You don't know what to do with it unless Jesus tells you, give it to him. Give it to him tonight. Surrender your life to Jesus. Let Jesus have it tonight. What will my answer be? What can I say when Jesus calls me to come home? What can I bring that will ever repay the wonderful love He has shown? Day follows night, night follows day, farther and farther I roam. What will my answer be? What can I say when Jesus beckons me home? I thought about the businessman all keyed up and nervous and cross, and he walked through his secretary's office and he said, let nobody in my office. Do not disturb me. Nobody sees me now. Remember that. He walked through and slammed the door. Sat down at his big plush desk and chair. Got his old pencils out and began to figure. Make some more money. And back behind him, open came the door. He wheeled in his rotating chair and said, didn't I tell you? Oh. And the old Grim Reaper had walked in with his old sigh in his hand. Said, you don't tell me when to come in. I've come for you and you're going. And let me tell you, little girl, something. You don't tell death when to come and when to go. Neither do any of them. You don't tell opportunity to come and go. God gives you opportunities He sees fit. Tonight is your opportunity to trust Jesus and let Him into your life.
We are delighted that you joined us today for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff. The message today is entitled, You Can't Live on Bread Alone. Now to receive that message on a CD, simply ask for offer number RO 3310. And to help us with shipping and handling, we ask for a gift of at least $10, and we'd like to have today's date and the call letters to the radio station that you're listening to. Our address is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas 78403. And if you'd like to use your credit card, dial toll-free 1-800-772-7507. Our special offer for the month of April is Oh, to Be Like Thee, a collection of songs by various artists. Some of the songs are Jesus Means All to Me, Down the Sawdust Trail, I Want to Do Thy Will, O Lord, He Knows Just What I Need, The Fire Song, Heaven Came Down and Glory Filled My Soul, and several more. Now, when requesting this CD, ask for offer number 310. That's 310. And enclose an offering of $12. We accept credit card offers, so dial toll-free 1-800-772-7507, or you may write us at the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. Again, that offer is Oh, to Be Like Thee, and the order number is 310. Again, the address is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. Or to use your credit card, dial toll-free, 1-800-772-7507. This is Gene Price speaking for the staff, wishing you all have a good day, and we're looking forward to being with you again here on the Family Altar Program.
The strangers to God, His grace and His love, were gathered by blue Galilee to listen with joy to words from the lips of the stranger who sat by the sea.